producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, why not? 855-993-7569. I have much to talk with you about, including the fact that today is Michael Moss, which we'll talk about momentarily. But speaking of Michael Moss, we've got Mike online. Mike, welcome to the program. Good for you for figuring out how to break the code and call early and often. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Brown. I didn't know it was Michael Moss.
See, isn't that good? What a cool coincidence.
Yeah, because today also is my day to celebrate 1 year of sobriety from alcohol.
Wow! Yay, you! And it seems terribly appropriate that it's Michael Moss as well.
Yeah. I didn't even know. Son of a gun.
There you go.
I just wanted to thank you for advice and help over the years. I've been listening to you since WITS in Boston.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is,
long
that
time
is
ago.
A while. Yeah,
and I've
my
called off
station.
And on over the years, but I've always had a drinking problem, and I knew it, but I didn't want to do anything about it. And I had a grand mal seizure a few years ago, and that didn't even get my attention.
Wow. What did get your attention?
Well, I'm seeing a therapist, and I did go to rehab, and that was good. And I use a, not AA, but there's a Smart Recovery. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's not that we're smarter than anybody. It's self-management and recovery training.
Okay.
And it's based on... You probably know this better than me. Rational Emotive Behavioral Therapy, or
right.
ET. Yeah.
Right.
And it's just what we do in SMART is it's anonymous meetings, and we look forward to how we're going to handle the future rather than talking about what got us there.
Okay.
Which a lot of self-help groups, you sit there, and I had my first beer when I was 12 or whatever. That's okay if it works, but... I want to know what you're going to do for me now. I know how I got here. So,
well, listen, I never argue with anything that works, but this sounds like it's been really... Was there a turning point for you? Was there a moment where you said no more, or was it gradual? Tell me a little bit about your journey.
Well, it was gradual. I did listen to you people call in sometimes about alcohol, and I always just tuck these things away. I don't know, and suddenly, you know, they kind of develop like a photograph, I guess, over time. but... I had my therapist, she was actually present when I was in the hospital with my wife standing there, very happily married and want to keep my wife and my life. She described for me what I was going through, which was hepatic encephalopathy, which your liver functions put ammonia and such in your brain, and I guess one of the symptoms, you flap your arms and mutter nonsense. And she said if I had a video of that, you'd never drink again. And I thought of that, and that went in the mix. And then one of my best friends said, Mike, we'll love you forever, but if we're after your funeral, we're going to be really ticked off. And I've known him since I was 13, and I went, and I'm in my 60s now. And all of a sudden, it just clicked. And I don't know why, but I just said, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I can go out to dinner with my wife and friends, and they can all have a drink, and I have soda water and cranberry juice. And I wanted to thank you for all your support, and whether you know it or not, your wonderful words that helped me, you know, just put it all together.
Well, Michael, I'm appreciative for your appreciation, but I'm very impressed by you and the fact that that it's a one-year anniversary, and it is Michaelmas, which is the Feast of St. Michael, the Archangel. And
yes,
as you know, that Michael supposedly is the greatest of all the archangels and basically defeated Satan. So there you go. You did your own version.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I had a statue of St. Michael, and he had a sword, and he was pushing it in the mouth of the dragon, you know, Satan.
Yeah.
And I just pictured that now when you said that, thinking, you know, I did.
You absolutely did. You absolutely did.
If anybody is interested in Smart Recovery, I'm not trying to advertise because it's non-profit. They do have a great website, and it's just smartrecovery.org.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody might, who knows, somebody out there might be listening, and this might be the start of their journey.
Amen. Mike,
so keep,
thank you.
Keep teaching us how to think, Dr. Joy. I have a classical education, and I really lament the inability to, I don't know, just to take things apart and get to the bottom of things. And you do that. Not only do you do it in spades, but you teach other people to do it.
Well, Michael, listen, I can't thank you enough for sharing this really momentous day, and it seems to me, I mean, it's sort of goosebumps that it's Michaelmas, and I'm so pleased that you called, and my sense is that you're going to have some people who are going to be inspired by you, and maybe they'll begin the journey to slay their own dragons today.
So. Oh, great, and it's about noon here in Boston. I'm going to go have lunch and a big old glass of iced tea.
You just have a lot of iced tea. Be careful about the sweetened stuff. It has as much calories as a Coke.
Yeah, and I'm from Houston, and I used to go to Rice football games. So whenever you
there
talk
you
about
go.
That, I go, oh, those were the days, my friend.
Well, yeah, but those days, Rice had a crappy football team.
Oh, yeah.
We were in the Southwest Conference. We kept getting our heads handed to us.
So. Right. It would be like MIT having a football team, quite honestly.
Or the Little Sisters of Mercy, more like it. Yeah. What
correct.
Can I tell you?
Anyway, thank you, Dr. Joy. I won't take up any more of your time, but I'll go celebrate Michaelmas and
absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Wow. Bye. What a great way to start the program. He was on the line and he didn't know it was Michaelmas. Luckily Trevor knew and told me before we went on the air, so I thought, wait a minute. Trevor, that's gotta be one of the best segues I've ever done, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
That was pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool.
What a great story, and it certainly does sort of make you feel that when you're ready, you're ready, and until you're ready, I suppose you're just not ready. It's also National Confucius Day, not Confusion, Confucius, which supposedly Confucius was born October 18th. Now, how they can tell October 18th in 551 B.C., do we think that has any accuracy whatsoever?
I believe it.
Do you?
I think it was a Tuesday, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I made that up.
Probably at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, you know, 1:30.
You yeah, you're right. It was the year of the whatever. He gave the world 499 famous sayings. Now, why didn't he go to 100 or 500? So the original Confucius Day dates back thousands of years. We do not know who created this special day and why on this date. There you go. And it should also, as far as I'm concerned, be National Fortune Cookie Day, because I think that's how most people know Confucius, right? It's also National Coffee Day. Oh, shoot, I should have told Michael to have a nice coffee rather than a nice tea, but he'll figure it out. All right, and World Heart Day. I don't know. I think Mike's call was full of so much heart that we sort of already covered that. So there you go. In 1650 on this day, Henry Robinson opened his offices of addresses and counters in Threadneedle Street, London. Why do we care about that?
I wasn't sure. I was going to find out, but then I didn't.
Well, okay.
The reason I included
He was a merchant and writer. He's best known for his work on religious toleration, liberty of conscience, from 1644.
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, I mean, we could use a little religious tolerances. There we go. In 1789, the United States Department of War, which is not about tolerance, first established a regular army with a strength of several hundred men. Well, all right, so we've got opposite ends of the spectrum. In 1789, the United States First Congress adjourned after getting absolutely nothing done. No, I'm just kidding. In 1829, the Metropolitan Police of London, better known as the Met, is founded. And the first tram in Blackpool, England, 1885. Stay tuned for more stuff. If you've got something, if you've got a story like Michael's, that was a great story. I really appreciated that. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. I know it's such an inspirational call from Mike. You know, it's really nice to feel like that people can share their triumphs as well. And that's a triumph to share, to have your one-year anniversary of probably anything. In 1951, this is probably a question more for Manny than for Trevor, but because he's my football guru, that the first live football game seen coast-to-coast was between Duke and the University of Pittsburgh on NBC in 1951. Geez Louise, do you realize that that's 64 years ago that we've been watching football? Think of all the dead brain cells. And I'm talking about in the living room as well as on the field. Perhaps a rude thing to say, right? There's this movie coming out about the NFL, which the NFL withdrew their support about concussions. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. In 1954, a convention establishing the European Organization for Nuclear Research is signed. I just saw a documentary about Chernobyl and a guy going and looking to see what was really going on there. And his theory is, which is kind of spooky, I'm trying to decide whether or not to do a It's Broken, Let's Fix It about it, because it so smacks of not only xenophobia, but sort of paranoia, which just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. Because nobody has ever said exactly what caused Chernobyl. And it's interesting I'm talking about it today, because on this day in 2007, Calder Hall, which was the first commercial nuclear power station, was demolished in a controlled explosion. Chernobyl was not controlled at all. And this guy's notion, and he's from the Ukraine, is that the Russians had put up a pyramid, and it was beautiful, apparently. It was to transmit radio signals. And the idea being that they were going to disrupt, that they were aimed toward America. But, I mean, obviously, it has to bounce off things, because otherwise the radio waves would go out into space. And it's called the Russian woodpecker, because the transmission went dun, 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 dun. And somebody looked at that and said that it's it'll cause brain damage, it'll cause all sorts of things. So they changed it. And the question is that something that had to do with Chernobyl? You know, I'm not explaining it terribly well, but I'm not sure anybody can explain it terribly well. But it's the idea being that this radio transmission tower, which had been there for a long time, and it is really beautiful and very complicated, could have actually had something to do with Chernobyl, which is kind of scary, since nobody really knows. And he was wandering around Chernobyl, which seems to me a little nutsy, but I don't know. Somehow you say radioactive and I say taxi. 1962, Alouette, the first Canadian satellite, was launched, Alouette 1. 1966, the Chevy Camaro. And you know what the original name of the Camaro was, Trev? You probably do, because you read this, right?
Panther.
The Panther. I don't know. I sort of think I'd rather drive a Panther than a Camaro.
Do you know how a GM exec explained the name?
Uh-uh.
An automotive journalist asked him, what is a Camaro? And he said, it's a small animal that eats Mustangs.
I also saw a documentary about Mustangs, which is called, I'm trying to remember, it's called Unbranded. And you know that there's something like 50,000 wild horses, which Mustang is just a made-up term. Doesn't mean it just means wild horses, roaming in the West, and also wild burros. The Spanish brought the horses to America about 500 years ago, and then they've been there. Nobody can really determine if they're feral or not, but this kid from Texas A&M decided with three of his friends who just graduated as Aggies that they were gonna go to a Mustang auction, because they auction off a lot of them, and apparently they're really substantial horses, but they do have to be trained. They're wild, and so he decided that he and his friends were going to go from Mexico to Canada And it's an interesting story, but the Mustangs, because they're hugely controversial, the idea being that there are too many of them to be supported by the land. So the question is, what do you do about them? And what the solution at this moment, which is makes everybody unhappy, is they round them up by helicopter and put them in pens. But there, and it used to be that they adopted 9 or 10,000 a year, and now they're adopting, putting up for adoption, like 3,000. So you've got, it's very expensive to keep them. There's a question, I mean, you're basically putting a wild animal in a cage. And I know we do that in zoos, but there are more and more people who think that zoos are not a very good idea. So it's wildly controversial about what they should do about them. And it would seem to me that the answer is birth control, but what can I tell you? Maria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Maria, are we gotcha? There you are. Hi. I can. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hi. So I had a quick question. A friend of mine has just written a book, and she was approached by a publisher.
Okay.
I know you've published many books,
yep.
Most of which I've read.
Yay.
Yeah, I've listened for as long as I can remember. So she, I knew you'd be the right person to call. She recognized in the proposal that she wouldn't be making much money from having it published through a publisher as opposed to publishing it herself.
Right.
But my thoughts were maybe it helps to get her name out there. What are your thoughts?
Well, if she, how much is, are they offering her in advance?
They're paying for the publishing of the book. She would have to do some of her own marketing, but no advance payment, it seems.
Is it a mainstream publisher?
It's not one that I had heard of, but that doesn't mean anything, really. Tate?
Tate, T-A-T-E?
Yeah, T as in Tom, A, yeah. T as in Tom, E.
Well, it's not exactly Random House, is it? All right, here's the deal. What's the book about? I mean, don't give away any secrets, but what's the topic of the book?
She's an education specialist, and the topic is how parents can support their K-12 children.
And who's her audience? As she conceptualizes them,
parents of school-age children.
Okay, and what has she got in this book that other people who, because there are lots of books about parenting, what has she got here that makes it unique as far as she's concerned?
Because it's specific strategies broken down by subject and grade for how to support your child in each specific field.
Okay.
I actually helped her with some of the editing. That's why I know it so well. I think it's a great resource for parents, and it's not, I've been buying parenting books for the last 13 and a half years. And, yeah, it's not anything I've seen before.
All right, here's what I do first. Musical cue, which means when we come back, I'll tell you what strategy I would use, all right? And see, because she's got some options here, which are nice, and let's figure out what makes the most sense. We come back in just a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Maria, who's being a really good friend to her friend, who's written a book about how to help your kids, be supportive of your kids from basically kindergarten through high school. And she has a publisher who's saying that they'll pay for the printing of the books, and but they're not willing to give her an advance. All right, so Maria, the first thing I would do is I would ask for an advance, because I mean, I'll tell you, the first book I ever published, which was actually my dissertation, and a friend was helping me who had nothing to do with any of this, and and I literally picked a name out of a phone book. I think I went to Little Brown because my name was Brown. Honestly, that's how I did it. Actually, that isn't true. The first place I went to, I'd met a guy at a book fair. It was Rand McNally, which publishes atlases. So yeah, for some unbeknownst reason, I thought, well, maybe. So he said, oh, Joy. So he said, I know somebody at Little Brown. So I called him up, and I thought, Little Brown, how cool is that? And so I called my friend who was in publishing, magazine publishing, and I said, how much in advance did they give you? And he said, well, they didn't talk about an advance. He said, call them back and tell them you want an advance. And I said, okay, how do I do that? And he said, well, tell them you want 1,000 and settle for 500. So I called him back and I said, I'd like an advance. And they said, okay, how much do you want? And I said, well, I'm supposed to ask for 1,000 and settle for 500. And they said, we'll give you 500. And I said, okay. So I called my friend back and he said, you get an advance? And I said, yeah. He said, how much? I said, 500. He said, you could have gotten 1,000. I said, not the way I asked. So if you don't ask, you don't get. I mean, so no, I would, first of all, call up and say, I'd like an advance, number one. Number
two. What is the advance used for?
The advance basically is all the money you'll ever get because publishers are really good at figuring out how much they actually think they can sell the book for and what their profit's going to be, and that's your advance. Very few people make past the advance, okay? Almost nobody. Number one. Well, actually, number one is almost nobody makes any money on books, including me.
Right.
I mean, if you're Tom Clancy.
That's what I was trying to tell her. Sorry to interrupt is that I thought even if it was a break even, because this is tied to, and then this goes into my second question, but it's tied to a company that she owns that she started about a year ago. Pardon me. And I think it would give the company some more credibility.
To have a published book.
Yes. And I think this could be the first in a series.
I agree.
A lot of potential.
All right. So let's go back. All right. So the first thing I would do is ask for an advance.
Okay.
And in addition to the advance making you feel better as an author, it also ties the company to you more tightly. The more money they have invested, the more money they invest. So the more emotional they'll invest. So I would also, has she done the research to find out what other books they publish and what their success rate is and things like that?
I think maybe not. She just got the phone call yesterday.
She needs to do a couple things.
Right. I don't know. Yeah.
First of all, she needs to do some investigation of what else they're doing. She needs to know what the success is. She can certainly ask for other authors. Everybody hates their publisher and everybody hates their publicist. So don't expect positive, but at least you'll know that she's in good company or not such good company. But I would certainly ask for an advance. I would do the due diligence of finding out who these guys are. Then, assuming that she can get some money, she's not going to get much, but if she gets some money, I would take the advance. I would also negotiate that she gets to buy X number. She would be given X number of books, and that she could buy X number more at cost, which is usually about, if a book sells for about $25, then the cost is usually about $4 or $5. Because that way, if she can do both, she can both self-publish, she can put it on her website, and she can let them do some of the distribution. Self-publishing is not quite as easy as it says it is. She also, if she has a following, if she has, for example, a very active blog or website, that's a possibility. But I think she's probably better off, especially for her first book, having had a publishing history where somebody else essentially paid to take care of your book, and hopefully she can get it in advance, but even if not, the costs of publishing are not nothing. She'll have something that looks official, that she can cut a deal that she owns, like that they give her maybe 200 books or something, and that she can buy another 1,000 or something at cost. So then she has the advantages of self-publishing. She can put them on her website. She can go to PTA. I would also think about going to something like Parents Magazine and saying, listen, could we co-publish this? If you publish it, then we split the royalties or something. So, you know, I would not say no to them. I would, as I said, try and get an advance. Publicizing something is really important because if nobody knows it's there, nobody's going to buy it. And the old days of of a bookstore putting your book in a prominent place, there's basically one bookstore anymore. So I would, before she says yes or no, I would certainly ask for an advance. I would ask for a list of who their authors are, what their roster is. I would go to somebody like Parents Magazine and say, because a lot of magazines do have publishing things, if she's going to self-publish, she needs to figure out what her costs are going to be, because they're not nothing. And she may be able to work out a deal with the publisher that says that I'll put like a sample chapter on my website or something, and everybody I refer to you to buy a book, I get half or whatever. I mean, I think there are lots of possibilities here, but I would deal with the bird in hand at this moment, at least. Doesn't mean that she has to do it, but having a real-life publisher publish your book, as you point out, gives her more credibility than doing it herself.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so that's where I would start.
Those are all excellent ideas.
Okay.
Just one last quick question.
Okay.
If someone has an idea for It's Broken, Let's Fix It, how do they submit that to you?
Oh, you can send me an email. Okay. Why? What, do you have an idea?
Well, the same woman, her book is tied to her company, happens to have a tutoring company that I think is kind of fantastic and filling a void that schools where the schools are lacking. So I didn't know if it was...
Well, the problem about that is, the thing almost by definition of It's Broken, Let's Fix It is it has to have, this obviously fills the criteria of being generic, but in terms of people can go see these documentaries if they want. So the idea is how would they access her, and she may be helpful because the program is not only national but kind of international. So the question is, unless she, maybe when she gets the book done, that's a possibility, although we've actually never done an author. I suppose that's a possibility. So at this point, I think she doesn't have enough information to actually make a decision. So I think what she needs to do is really begin to do a little bit more research about what they're willing to do and what her options are. And as I said, I would certainly approach magazines and yada yada.
Okay, those are all good tips, and I'll send them off to her. And I thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck. What's the name of the book?
I forget what her working title is. I'm sorry, it eludes me right now. But I will call you back with it.
It's
along those lines of how to support your K-12 students or something like that.
Well, she needs to have a hook because, as I said, there are so many books out that have. That are about kids and stuff like that. That she's going to have to figure out some way to distinguish hers from the pack. But hopefully, she can do that.
I think she probably can. But I'll tell her that. Yeah, because if I couldn't remember the title, then maybe it's not enough of a hook.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right?
And you've worked on it.
I've helped her with it. Yeah. That makes good sense. Okay, let me get back to her with all these tips. She will be very happy.
Terrific. Well, you can get, if you didn't remember some of them, or weren't writing, and I was talking.
Oh, no, I wrote them all down.
I was going to say, you got the podcast in 15 or 20 minutes, all right? Thanks, Cookie.
Thanks so much. Okay,
all right.
Take care. All right.
Yeah, and believe it or not, I mean, that's it. Everybody hates their publicist, and everybody hates their publisher, because every author feels that they've just written the Gutenberg Bible, and how come it didn't sell well enough. But... self-publishing, a lot of people do it. But Stephen King is kind of in a different category, I think, than somebody who's writing a book about how to support your kids as they go through school. But and even he, I guess, did he make any money on that? I don't think Stephen cares if he makes money anymore. I think he probably is wealthier than anybody that we know. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, we've covered a lot of territory in this hour today. 855-993-7569. All right, let's see what else we got going on in history today. So God forbid we miss something and you are not. This is kind of like your daily horoscope, because today actually, I'm Michael Boss is still my favorite thing, but today is kind of a space day. We've got the asteroid 4179 Tutatis passes within 4 lunar distances of the Earth. Not that close. We have Alouette went up, the satellite. We've got the nuclear research, which obviously doesn't have directly to do with space. And in 1979, Pope John Paul II became the first pope to visit Ireland. There you go. 855, if this is a day in history where you're going to call my program, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, now available to own on video and DVD. And there's actually one really fun movie, which I really was not looking forward to. And it's surprisingly fun. It's called Spy. And it stars Melissa McCarthy, and I think her best role, or one of her best roles ever. She's a CIA analyst, and she basically is the person who is the woman behind the successful man, Jude Law, who plays a terrific James Bond in this one. Apparently he was actually considered before they hired Daniel Craig. When her partner Jude Law falls off the grid, another top agent, Jason Statham, is compromised. She volunteers to go deep undercover to infiltrate the world of a deadly arms dealer and prevent a global disaster. This is really fun. It's got some other really good people. It's got Bobby Cannavale, Allison Janney, Rose Byrne. But this is really her movie, and she shines in it. She's just adorable. Somebody, I guess mainly the director, who's Paul Feig, really kept her under control on this one. And the movie is really a delight. And I was kind of surprised. I mean, she's not, you know, since Bridesmaids, I think she plays the same role. And I know she is in a very successful TV series. But she always seems to play the same role and kind of crude, rude, you know, laugh at me before anybody else does. But I thought she was really terrific in here. And both Jason Statham actually, I think, smiles. He's wonderful. He actually nearly steals the movie out from underneath her, which is no mean feat. And Jude Law is terrific. Everybody just seemed to have a wonderful time at this. And it shows in the movie. So if you haven't seen Spy, it's not for your kids. It's a little tacky. But it's worth seeing. It's a fun date night movie. Speaking of movies and having their impact on the world... Okay, that isn't exactly what we're talking about. Everest came out. Everest, I think, didn't do as well as people expected. I thought it was terrific. And you should see it in 3D, even though I don't like 3D particularly. But the opening scene where they have Everest in 3D will literally take your breath away. Nepal has banned novice climbers from Everest and is considering more limits. I don't know that the movie itself is what... is really what convinced them to do this. But having said that, it turns out that before the events depicted in the film, which I think was in 1986, that one out of every four professional climbers, lost their life. One out of four.
Holy
mackerel. I mean, think about that. Yeah. And the summit was only reached 62 years ago, right, by Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay. And up until the 70s, basically only a handful of people ever tried it. By 2012, that number rose to more than 500 people. And this was the story of Everest, which is also Into Thin Air, which is also depicted in that, was, I think, the worst day in climbing history. And they're saying that we must maintain the glory of Everest climbing. Everest climbing is a matter of adventure and confidence, not a matter of luxury. It turns out that being, and the movie Everest really describes in graphic detail that what happens to your body, basically you're just sort of dying. They banned climbers who have not previously reached the peak of at least one 20,000-foot mountain, which is 6,500 meters. They will need to weed out less experienced climbers who critics say pose the safety threat to them and others. Then that's what Everest points out, is a couple of, amateurs basically cost some very experienced drivers climbers their lives. I think there were, 219 people died between 1922 and 2010. 17 in the massive April earthquake in Nepal. And so they're still trying to keep tourism around. They said climbers and other tourists spent $508 million last year supporting almost half a million jobs. So, all right, so there, and basically you can go, I think, to some of the lower base camps. They leave the bodies on the mountain. So people will talk about, which dead climber they climbed by, which, apparently there was somebody actually who was, a Japanese climber who lost 9 fingers in 2012, and he's going to try again. He had to abandon his latest attempt, but he's vowed to try again. Apparently, the guy who's that guy would maybe be banned because he hasn't climbed enough mountains. But I mean, and you figure that's what 80 years, and that's 219 people. So I mean, it's hard to know how many people have actually attempted. But as I said, I know that because it has it in Everest, that one out of professional climbers, one out of every four perished. So when they're saying that basically a handful of climbers in the 70s, so you know, 219 is a lot, and 500 in 2012. And what they're saying is, not only do the amateurs put themselves at risk, but they put everybody else at risk. And that's kind of what Everest points out as well. So that's movies, I suppose, affecting art and the world. So, and I suppose that's what art is supposed to do. Everest really is a sobering film, among other things. But I just thought that was an interesting kind of thing, given the fact that... And we now know the other sort of vaguely relevant sort of understanding is that we covered yesterday that there may be running water on Mars, which would certainly make Matt Damon happier. They really may have to redo the script because he's showing up. I think it's either this week or next. I'll review it for you on Thursday about Bring Him Home, The Martian. It's a very effective movie as well. So there you go. 855-993-7569. So who knew that... I think that's an extraordinary thing for Nepal to do. I think it's very brave because they count so much on tourism, and to say, look, we're willing to limit the number of people who come because we just, you know, it's not fair to anybody. And you don't see that many decisions made based on the fact that it's dangerous for people to do, and therefore, even though it's valuable, that they're going to stop people doing it. I think it's very smart. They discovered a glow-in-the-dark sea turtle. That's pretty cool. Every kid in America is going to want one in their bedroom, right? An art expedition accidentally uncovers a new glow-in-the-dark sea turtle. Wouldn't you like to have your very own glow-in-the-dark sea turtle? And this one glows all sorts of colors. It's biofluorescent. Near the Solomon Islands. A bright red and green spaceship. Glowing underwater body turned out to be a hawksbill sea turtle, a critically endangered species. They change colors depending on the water temperature. The biofluorescent capacities of the marine reptile have never been recorded until now. You can go to our website because it is really a gorgeous, looks like a stained glass window almost, stained glass turtle. 855-993-7569.
No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges
ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out scorebig.com.
And now save even more at scorebig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's scorebig.com, promo code 2424.